Jack McCallum is an NBA and Lehigh Valley legend, a New York Times bestselling author who spent decades covering the league for Sports Illustrated and wrote classics like Dream Team and 7 Seconds or Less. I caught up with my former college instructor at WDIY 88.1 before he recorded a Something to Say segment to talk about how today's NBA compares to the Bird era, why he would build the next decade around Victor Wembanyama, and what AI and changing media mean for storytelling. I started out by asking him what he likes about today's NBA compared to back in the 80s and 90s.
I usually get the reverse question, which is, oh my God, wasn't it better back when you were covering it? And I sort of understand that. But when I was covering the league, I don't think that your younger listeners could understand how verboten the three-point shot was. I mean, Larry Bird was known as great three-point shooter. The most three-pointers Larry ever took in a season was like 110. I mean, Curry has more after 5 games than Larry Bird did the whole season. So it was sort of a very prohibited type of shot. So certainly the skill that today's players exhibit on the three-point shot. I mean, shooting's always been part of the game. So why should we decry the fact that there's 30 players in the league that can make 40% of their three-pointers, and that Steph Curry and Caitlin Clark revolutionized the game with the three-pointer. Also, the speed of the game. I think people forget how controlled it was in the year. I think it was 99-2000. One team averaged over 100 points a game. It was very, very, very controlled. Basically, the pace of the game and the three-point shot are skill areas of basketball, and I really do appreciate them.
Going forward for 10 years, and you had one pick for a player to build a franchise around.
Well, LeBron will be 50 by then, so I assume...
After last night's game, I don't know.
Yeah, I assume he's just going to be, you know, producing movies and music videos and will not be playing. I think it probably lets Giannis out, lets Curry out. He would be too old. I would have to go with Wembanyama. I mean, his Wemby's impact on the game, his personality, the fact that he's in San Antonio, which has always been such an important part of this league. Before that, the ABA. I think he can be that kind of guy that carries a league. I think there's still always a place for stories. I think people enjoy long-form things. Every time I teach a class, and I had you in one 25 years ago, I guess, my fear about my business and the one I had, thank God I'm old enough that I don't have to worry about it, is artificial intelligence. I worry that somebody will say, well, we need a 1,000-word story on Wemby. You can go to the chat GPT, and you can say, give me a 1,000-word story about Wembanyama using French history and the history of big men, and that thing will spin something out. And along with that goes critical thinking. It goes visiting with players and getting to know them. So when I think about the future of the media, I don't worry about people's inclination to ingest big stories and large content. I worry about AI, the forces of AI taking over and replacing that kind of thought.
But when Michael Jordan was coming back, you were teaching a class at Moravian and you had your cell phone up top and you're like, I have to wait. Jordan might be calling me, and it rang and we were all like going crazy. But it was when he was coming back for the Wizards. I remember that. I'm like, I don't want to leave class. Like, these Jordan's on the phone. So.
Well, what had happened before AI was that with the democratization of media, where everybody is now a potential journalist. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're sitting here using a form that we never... Part of that is great, but part of what along with that was that rather than immersion in the subject and getting to know somebody, opinion took over everything. It was all about your opinion rather than eliciting information from a subject. So I was fortunate, really, to have gotten both sides of it. I got it when I was able to visit with the guys, do long pieces, get to know them. And then I also had to make a transition to internet journalism doing things quicker, these kind of mobile things that are fun and touch a lot of people that wouldn't otherwise be able to get themselves into the media. So, of course, there's two sides to everything, and there was certainly two sides to that and changes in media. Well, I'm working on what I jokingly tell my wife is a failed novel. I already know. I'm trying some fiction. It's a little bit of a harder road. Even if you have a decent reputation in nonfiction, nobody's waiting for the next novel by a 76-year-old white man. But we'll see. My show, John Pierce, who was a host on here, I believe he's Friday afternoon, was a Muhlenberg professor, and he audited one of my classes, and we had a great time and got to know each other. And he asked me if every Tuesday I'd want to fill 4 minutes instead of the music that appears once in a while between segments. So to a certain extent, I am elevator music on Tuesday, but I've enjoyed it. I try to do pieces that are kind of a little bit personal, but maybe say something else. And for me, being able to write that short, it's pretty much 4 minutes, comes down to 727 words. I've got that almost exactly. I enjoy coming in here. I enjoy working with James, the producer, and it's been just another thing when you get to be my age that keeps you alive.
All right. Well, this was fantastic. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for taking a couple minutes.
All right. Thanks, George. Good to see you again.
It's always a pleasure to meet with Jack McCallum. That was a lot of fun. Big thanks to our sponsors, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, WDIY 88.1 FM, Wind Creek Event Center, Banco Beverage Company, and our friend Michael Bernadin with Remax Real Estate. We'll talk to you soon.